So just a brief word about the first one that we think about is the cyclin CDK4/6 retinoblastoma protein pathway. We think about this tumor suppressor protein, the retinoblastoma protein, as a natural brake, which controls the progression from the G1 to the S phase in the cell cycle. And we know that ER signaling is upregulated, and there is increased transcription of cyclin D1 in endocrine-resistant disease, which then leads to activation of the CDK4/6 kinases, which phosphorylates and inactivates the retinoblastoma protein. And so because of this inactivation, we allow unchecked progression from the G1 to the S phase. So naturally, the thought was if we were to inhibit the CDK4/6 kinases, we're restoring this retinoblastoma, we're dephosphorylating it and reactivating it, thereby reinstating the brakes on the cell cycle pathway. And this has led to multiple trials that have entered clinic, and now multiple CDK4/6 or three CDK4/6 that have been approved in the first-line setting, at least in postmenopausal women specifically, where we have palbociclib, ribociclib, and abemaciclib that have been approved based on the PALOMA trials, the MONALEESA trials, and the MONARCH trials, with consistent hazard ratio benefit showing a class effect of these agents.